We've come to our last worship before we celebrate the great breaking in of God into our world through the birth of Christ. The light that the prophets have proclaimed that shines in the darkness that will never be overcome is just days away. And that is reason to celebrate. This Advent season, we've started with a single light in the darkness, a single candle lit that gave us hope in the dark times of our world, in this crazy and uncertain year. We've seen that hope grow into a sense of peace, knowing that God is in control, that God is with us and is coming. We've felt the amazing love that God has for us all. And today, as all of the candles are lit, is a day to be filled with joy, to be filled with the sense of joy that can only come to us knowing that God is so close, that everything that we've been longing for and anticipating this season and in our lives is just about to be fulfilled. And that is a great reason for us to be celebrating and filled with joy and proclaiming that joy to the world. Just like I said to the kids, this was a Sunday for me that meant that my wait was almost over, that Christmas would soon be here. And I could, as a kid, tear into those Christmas presents and see what I finally got. I still have that sense of joy and anticipation for Christmas today. But our scriptures today are a scripture of great joy for so many reasons. And let's be honest, for the most part, the announcement of a child is nothing but joy, of a new life to celebrate and to see and to experience. In my life, I've heard that message a few times, and each time was a time of joy to know that a new child would be coming to our family. But if we think about this passage in Luke, it's challenging. These are some difficult words that the angel brings to Mary, a young woman, not yet married, being told that she would conceive a child, that God would overshadow her, and that the child inside of her would be something special, holy, human, but divine. That had to be difficult and scary. That had been filled with uncertainty and apprehension. And I don't know the strength, where Mary got the strength to say yes, but all of us need to take a moment and say thank you, because Mary agreed to participate with God and bring our salvation, the salvation of the whole world, into the world, to willingly participate in God's great work. That's a challenging and difficult thing. Just like how, for so many reasons and so many people, this season isn't always a season of light and joy. Tomorrow will be the winter solstice, the shortest day, the least amount of light in our part of this world. For us here in the Northern Hemisphere, our day will be so short. In some places, there will be no light at all. It reminds us that there is so much struggle right now. There is so much pain and difficulty in our world and uncertainty. Many of us will not be spending Christmas with those that we want to spend Christmas with the most, separated because of COVID and travel. Many of you are in the midst of grief and the death of loved ones, both recent and in the past, because of the memories of holidays together, and it makes it difficult and hard to celebrate. Many are struggling right now because they're not able to celebrate Christmas and to give what they want to give to others because of the uncertainty of their finances. Not having the resources to give what they want to give to those that they love the most. Let alone being overwhelmed by all the major struggles and difficulties that we see in the world, in our technology that we can't seem to get away from. We always hear about the hunger, the violence, the war. It's difficult right now, and it's a struggle. People are suffering right here, right now. And we have to acknowledge that. But the message today, the scripture passage of the angel coming to Mary, reminds us of the messiness and the difficulties of our lives and our world. And it is truly a message of joy in the midst of that difficulty and that messiness. We can hear a profound message of joy in this passage, not just because God is so close at hand, that a great thing is about to happen. That is a message of joy in this passage, but there is an even more powerful message of joy because it speaks to the messiness. We hear this story and we want to whitewash it into this beautiful little warm thing. But in truth, what the angel was saying was hard and difficult to Mary. It reminds us that in Mary's day, what the angel was saying wasn't just seemingly impossible, but it was something that could condemn Mary to a life on the margins. It could ruin her life and her future. It could put her into poverty and desperation. It could have even cost her life. But yet, in that moment and in that messiness and brokenness of human existence, God said, "Mary, I'm about to do a great and amazing thing. I'm about to come into your world and I need your help." Yes, it's messy. Yes, it's brokenness. But there is good news in that, because this is where I step in. There is joy in this message because God enters into our world in the messy and brokenness. God came into our world in a broken and difficult manner. And that is a reason for joy. That in your struggles and the difficulties that you are facing right now, whatever darkness is around you, whatever you're struggling to face, God is stepping right into it. And it is in that struggle and that brokenness that Christ is born in your life. The Bible tells us, Jesus tells us, that he didn't come for the healthy, he came for those who were in need of healing and restoration. There's a message of hope and peace, of love and joy in the angel's words to Mary and to you in the midst of your struggles, that God is being born in the midst of them. That God doesn't need you to be full and perfect and without any need. God wants to be born in your weakness and your struggle, to bring you joy in the midst of darkness. We also hear just as powerfully in the proclamation that the angel makes about Jesus, that there is a sense of joy, that this messiness, this brokenness that we are all facing in our own lives and in our world right now, that they are not going to be forever. There is in this passage a profound statement that the struggles and darkness of this world are numbered. Their days are numbered and will come to an end. When the angel proclaims that God will give to Jesus David's throne and that his kingdom will have no end, it is a proclamation of great joy that all of the messiness and brokenness and strife of this world is not the rest of eternity. That Jesus will reign forever. That our tears will end. That our mourning and darkness will end. That our brokenness and our struggles will end. They don't define us. They are not all that we will experience. And if you are facing something overwhelming right now, thinking that there's no way out of it, hear the words of the angel to Mary. May it give you a sense of hope and peace and joy today, that your sufferings and your struggles will come to an end. But the joy and the promise of the Lord will endure forever. In fact, as I heard these words this week for this message, I couldn't help but hear the words of the great hymn, "Great is thy faithfulness," over and over again in my head. Thine own dear presence to guide. God has come close to us. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine and 10,000 beside. This is a message of great joy. God has come close. It is so close that we can already feel and touch him. That God has come into the brokenness and the messiness of our lives and comes alive in those moments. And there is strength for the struggles today in this message. And there is bright, bright hope for tomorrow. That is the message of joy this Christmas. May you be filled with light and joy today and every day because Christ has come. Amen.